It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, but it's starting to feel like fall, and I'm happy about that. I like fall.
You like fall? I don't like fall because I know what's coming up next.
Well, I'm obviously built for colder climates, so.
Of course, here we are in November, and we haven't seen really any snow or anything yet, so that's a good thing. So it shortens up the winter a little bit.
No, I was talking to somebody in Hutchinson. They got 4 inches of snow last week.
And some places in Minnesota got nailed pretty good.
So yeah. That's
heavy, wet crap. So
yeah, I don't like that stuff either.
No, I like the fluffy like snow globe type snow.
You know, and with my back being busted up, my orthopedic specialist said absolutely no shoveling snow this winter. I was like, well, snowblower. He goes, yeah, you'll be okay to use a snowblower, but
don't be
no shoveling.
Lifting stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, heed his caution.
I refuse to, let this affect me.
I want you to make it through the winter.
Make it through the winter and survive it, so I'm back to 100%.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Today we're saluting U.S. Merchant Mariner / Oiler William Leo Stry. Willard was born on January 8, 1925, and passed away on December 14, 1995. He entered active duty on January 18, 1945, in Baltimore, Maryland, with the United States Merchant Marine Service. Was honorably discharged just over a year and a half later, on October 14th, 1946, in Seattle, Washington. He served aboard the USS Thomas Stone, which was I did some research on this, and the USS Thomas Stone was one of 2,700 Liberty cargo ships that served during World War II in the Merchant Marines. They were a British design that were easily mass-produced, and a lot of them were used by the British for shipping lanes to make up for all the ones that were destroyed by German U-boats. So he served aboard a Liberty cargo ship, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Atlantic War Zone Bar and the Mediterranean Middle Eastern War Zone Bar. So we thank you, Willard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right, Pat. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Of course, Veterans Day.
Yes.
Coming up, and that's our... Some of the many discounts available.
Well, every year I compile a list of area promotions that I find on the internet. You know, a couple of Google searches, a couple of military and veteran websites have these posted annually, and sometimes they change. Sometimes they're pretty consistent from year to year. So these are only ones that I found and that are within about a 60-mile radius. So there's places. These places are located in, can be Wilmer, Watertown, Marshall. Some of the larger towns in the area have these, as well as some local ones as well. First one is, we'll go alphabetically here, Applebee's. Veteran and active duty military receive a free meal from a selected menu on November 11th at participating locations, dine-in only. Buffalo Wild Wings. There's one located in Watertown. On November 11th, veterans and active duty service members will get 10 free boneless wings and fries with a valid ID. Available for dine-in or, if ordering from the Buffalo Wild Wings Go location, available for walk-in orders placed at the counter only. So you can't call in these orders. You have to be there in person to order. Caribou Coffee, a free small brewed coffee or cold press on Veterans Day. Spouses are included. Casey's General Stores, offering any size complimentary coffee or fountain drink to all veterans on November 11th. So that's local. Dollar General, another local one. Veterans, active duty military, National Guard and Reserve, and their immediate family members save 20% November 10th through the 13th on qualifying in-store purchases. Hy-Vee, there's a location in Marshall and Watertown. Free breakfast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Veterans Day, and 15% off groceries. Always like their meat counter. They always got good stuff there. Little Caesars Pizza, free hot and ready lunch combo between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Veterans Day. It's a four-piece pan pizza and a 20-ounce Pepsi product. It's always good. Madison Study Club. Madison Study Club is once again sponsoring one free coffee or pop to veterans. Free drink coupons are redeemable at the following locations: the Pantry Cafe, Madison Mercantile, or Detoy's Family Restaurant, all located in Madison. Coupons will be available at the businesses or at the Veterans Day program. If a veteran did not receive their coupon at the program, no worries. The three businesses will have one available if needed. The coupon will be honored the week of November 11th through November 16th, and they appreciate your service. I know the Grand Theater normally...
Normally we would.
Normally you would have a free admission for veterans, but being you guys are closed for maintenance that week...
That's right. Well, unfortunately, we will not be open on Veterans Day.
Well, shucks. Maybe next year.
That's right.
Chris was pretty apologetic when I called him last week and asked about that. The Terry Redland Arts Center. I go to this one annually. On Veterans Day, it has become a tradition to honor veterans visiting the Redland Art Center with a small complimentary print. On Monday, November 11th, the Redland Art Center will continue the tradition. Complimentary print is available as a gift from the Redland family to all servicemen and women who are able to physically visit the Redland Art Center in Watertown, South Dakota, and show military identification card. Redland Art Center is not able to mail prints or give prints to family members of veterans unable to visit in person. So this is one of those you got to be there in person. I've gotten several prints from there on Veterans Day, and they offer a discounted small framed print, which I purchase. And well, they discontinued the frame of a set that I was trying to work on getting. I'm missing like three of those prints.
Oh,
well, but
stay on the lookout.
Yep, my office is decorated with prints that I've purchased on Veterans Day at the Terry Redland Art Center. So it's. And the receipts showing that I purchased them on Veterans Day are taped to the back of each one of those prints. So, Runnings. Runnings is proud to extend military discounts to active and retired men and women who have served our country. Discount is offered four times a year, including a day during Customer Appreciation Day in February, Memorial Day, July 4th, and Veterans Day. Valid ID is required. If I remember correctly, I think it's a 10% discount. At Runnings. So Runnings is always a great store. Starbucks, honoring those who have served with a free tall 12-ounce hot or cold brewed coffee for veterans, military service members, and military spouses who visit participating U.S. stores on November 11th. Target, 10% military discount from October 27th through November 11th to all active duty military personnel, veterans, and their families. Discount can be used on two separate transactions, in-store or online. I know you got to sign up online and have verify your military service with that. Tractor Supply Company. Normally they offer a 15% discount, but this year it got bumped down to a 10% discount on November 11th. Heroes must complete the Hometown Heroes verification process through Neighbors Club to receive their discount. I know it's available on their Tractor Supply Company app. I know I've gotten a few big ticket items from Tractor Supply over the years. That little Jeep go-kart was one of them. Walgreens, from November 8th through 11th, the veterans, military, and their families will receive 20% off regular price eligible store items at any Walgreens or Duane Reade drugstore nationwide. Restrictions may apply. And again, like I said, I do a Google search and I call around to local places to get these, find these promotions. Just because it's online doesn't mean it's everywhere. So please check with the locations first and verify that they're participating in these nationally advertised promotions.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do at the Grand. We'll extend that offer for the fall in the next week. We're going to be open again on the, let's see, we're closed the 8th through the 11th. We'll make it the 15th through the 18th.
Oh, the whole weekend.
Sure. Veterans, many times during this, mention that you're a veteran, and we'll let you in.
I just might have to go to a movie.
Venom will be showing for the final weekend. Venom.
What else?
I'm not sure. We'll be booking one more.
I'm not a big Marvel guy, so.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's good news. That's good to know. So, again, like I said, this list will be in the Dawson Sentinel and Western Guard this week. Please verify with locations before making any purchases, or, you know, to make sure that they're participating in these promotions. I know I ran into that on when I went to Subway one year, that their store wasn't participating in this national promotion. So,
okay, well, check it. Call ahead before you
call ahead, or before you make an order, stop in or make a purchase. Make sure you ask if they're offering that discount. So,
all right, sounds good.
Yep, there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
What would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. I've got a lot of virtual meetings today, but I'll be around this week. Next week I have a meeting up in, the week after next I got a meeting up in the cities, but otherwise I'm around. And you can reach me by phone at 598-3445.
All right. We encourage everybody to, of course, get out and vote on Tuesday.
Yes, vote.
However you want to vote, one way or the other, just do it.
Yep. I last couple of elections, I've made a meal for the election workers. I think they appreciate something.
Yeah, they were
home cooked.
Kind of long hours there. So.
Yes.
And Paul Ramo and I will be in here tomorrow night covering the local races. So we'll give our election coverage as usual.
Yep.
So. All right. Well, we look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you again next week there, Josh. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Vets Info on the Air on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.